This week's international media goes to Pakistan, where local journalist unions say terrorists are behind a spate of attacks against media workers. Plus, we revisit Turkey as a Dutch reporter becomes the third journalist to be deported from the restive southeast. Violence against journalists is apparently on the rise in Pakistan, with three attacks in 24 hours, leaving one reporter dead. Unidentified gunmen killed former journalist Aftab Alam near his home in Karachi. Alam was a former business reporter for the private broadcaster Jio News. His shooting murder came less than 24 hours after a Jio News technician, also in Karachi, was killed when gunmen opened fire on a broadcast van belonging to the station. Separately, a journalist with the national broadcaster PTV was seriously injured when he was shot in an attack in Peshawar. While the Pakistan Federal Union of Journalists has condemned the murders, its president, Rana Muhammad Azim, has himself been the target of attacks, including one at his home in Lahore. While no group has claimed responsibility for the most recent attacks, he says that terrorism is a major threat facing journalists in the country.
Pakistan have a main issue that is terrorism. In Karachi, many incidents happened due to target killing. We hardly condone this incident. Aftab Alam killed because of his journalism. Actually, for the past many years, 134 journalists were killed because they are journalists. The worst situation is in Karachi or Peshawar or Quetta. I too received bullets in packets in my home two weeks ago because I am President of Pakistan Federal Union Journalist and I got a threat.
Well, Jio News says the incidents are an attack on the free media in Pakistan and has urged the police to bring those responsible to justice. The Committee to Protect Journalists is critical of authorities, saying that insufficient investigations mean attacks on journalists are not prosecuted or even really understood. It points out that no one has been convicted of violence against journalists since Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif last year set up a commission to address such incidents. Well, let's go to Turkey now, where authorities this week deported the Dutch reporter Frederik Hiddink, who was arrested on suspicion of aiding Kurdish militants in the country's southeast. It's worth pointing out that Hiddink is the only foreign journalist permanently based in the Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. Her expulsion comes after two British journalists with Vice News were arrested on terror charges in the same city and then deported. According to Hiddink's lawyers, she was taken into custody while covering a group of activists protesting renewed violence between security forces and the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Well, Reporters Without Borders says that while it's unclear whether or not Hiddink is actually being charged with anything, her removal from a city that has been her home for a decade is unacceptable. Johan Beer is in charge of Reporters Without Borders Eastern Europe and Central Asia desk.
It's not just one more foreign journalist kicked out. She has her life there, actually. She is based in Turkey, and this country is her home. So this is clearly an intimidation campaign against foreign journalists reporting in the southeast. The authorities want no one left to witness on what happens in the southeast.
Multiple rights groups have voiced concerns over what they say is a clampdown on the media as political violence escalates between the PKK and Turkish security forces ahead of elections in November. Beer says that foreign reporters are increasingly wary of travelling to Turkey for fear of being taken into custody.
I have received at least two emails in the past few days from journalists who intend to go to Turkey and who are seeking advice, fearing that that they will be detained just while covering the issue. And this is precisely what the authorities aim. The misuse of the anti-terror law has always been quite common in Turkey and a usual pretext to crack down on any criticism and to limit independent reporting.
The Turkish opposition accuses President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, of reviving the 30-year conflict against Kurdish militants after a pro-Kurdish party entered parliament and deprived the AKP of a single-party majority. Well, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party was that party, and this week it suffered attacks against its offices across the country by mobs of nationalists, including its headquarters in the capital Ankara. Nationalists upset over the killing of Turkish soldiers and police in PKK attacks also stormed the Istanbul offices of Hürriyet, that's one of Turkey's biggest newspapers. Amnesty International's Turkey researcher Andrew Gardner in Istanbul says that while Turkish journalists have borne the brunt of oppression and harassment for their political reporting, the net is now widening to include foreign media.
The situation now is increasingly being faced by international journalists who are continuing to report the situation in a way which the mainstream media in Turkey isn't. The mainstream media, large swathes of it, are pro-government. Journalists are forced to practice self-censorship by their editors and media owners who have close business links with the government. There is independent media in Turkey which continues to report on these issues, but it's not wide circulation, and it's certainly not getting the message out to the majority of the population in Turkey or indeed internationally. So international media has a key role to play in terms of getting the message out internationally regarding what's happening in Turkey, and it seems clear that the government is going to take further steps to stop this happening.
Well, for its part, Turkey's Hürriyet Daily has vowed that it will continue its independent reporting despite the attacks on its offices, which were pelted with stones by protesters who were chanting pro-Erdogan slogans. Hürriyet has attracted criticism from government supporters over its coverage of the conflict with the PKK. The incidents come after Erdogan accused the paper of deliberately misquoting him. Johan Beer with Reporters Without Borders says that one of the attacks was actually led by a member of Erdogan's AKP party, and that local independent media needs to be protected.
There was an MP among them who openly was part of the crowd. So we took notes of the pledges made by Prime Minister Davutoglu to put in place security measures for the media in the coming days. And we do hope that this will become reality very quickly. But it's also very important to our eyes to investigate these attacks because obviously impunity can only nurture further attacks. This is true for all the attacks that we have witnessed over the past few days, but this is also true for the Hürriyet case. It's really shocking. The editor of this newspaper told that it was the first time of his entire journalistic career, 40 years, when he felt insecure, when he feared for his life. So this can give you an idea of the hate of the tension these days. And what I would like to stress as well is that Hürriyet has been constantly insulted by the authorities recently, and President Erdogan has himself colluded Hürriyet with terrorism again and again. So the attacks that we witnessed are definitely nurtured by the government's rhetoric against critics, by the government's intolerance towards criticism. So we really urge the government now to refrain from such an inflammatory speech, because obviously we can see now that this inflammatory speech has consequences. So this is really serious.
Johan Beer there with Reporters Without Borders on the line from here in Paris, ending this week's edition of International Media with me, Amanda Morrow.